Last week, John baptized Jesus, and you might think this is a continuation of that, but it isn't. This is a new appearance. John sees Jesus again. John has gone back to baptizing. Jesus has probably gone off and done his 40 days in the wilderness. And John is baptizing, and he looks up, and he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Now, Jesus has many titles in the New Testament, and particularly in John. But the Lamb of God is special, and we have that in the Mass, don't we? Where are some of the other places in the Gospels where, in the New American Standard that we hear at Mass, the word "behold" comes up? Anybody know? I don't usually ask questions, but, you know. To the shepherds at Christmas. "Behold, I bring you tidings of great joy." Where's another one? "Behold, there's a baby crying." It's Pro-Life Sunday. Thank you for that prop, Cindy. I appreciate it. Praise God for babies, you know. Do you have another one? The Annunciation. "Behold, you are to conceive and bear a son." There's a third one that somebody brought up last night. At the cross. Who was that? Jesus speaking to John. "Behold your mother." To John. To Mary. "Behold your son." You see, a behold moment comes when the Lord opens the curtain and shows us something of himself. It is a spectacular moment. And we all have moments in which God says to us, "Behold." Often involves suffering. It comes when we're not expecting it. I want to share with you, as you all have seen, we have a new cross on our property. It's lit up at night. It's going to be painted white. This is the only Mass I actually announced it. I didn't realize it was coming in. But I and the staff and a few others were able to witness it. And I want to show you the pictures. For those who might be listening on tape, we put a 35-foot cross up, which is quite a landmark. It seems like it's always been there, doesn't it, in a way? And so I want to show you the pictures. And what I found, if you can dim the lights back there, was that I was strangely moved. I think if I can, am I going to be able to control this time, Joe? Yeah, it was so foggy that I couldn't even see the church from my house, and I thought we weren't going to do this, but when I got over there at 9, the crane was there. You can see the cross on the ground. And they're preparing to hoist it up. And now it's being lifted from the ground. And I want to share with you, as I was standing there watching this, I suddenly had a behold moment. I invite you to participate with us in this way. I suddenly realized this thing will probably outlast everyone in the room, but this was the moment when it was put up. Suddenly it was the cross of Christ. If you can imagine, I was not prepared for the emotions that it evoked in me. I've never seen something like this done before. I thought it was amazing. I don't know how it got here, but I didn't see it arrive. Now the cross is lifted up into the air. We had trouble positioning it. Had to do some creative clamping down there. I apologize for immortalizing three of our parishioners in that position. But I must say, it is their best side. Ooh. Am I going to get it? For me, at least, that was a behold moment. I imagined coming back here, God willing, if I live a long life, come back here and look at the cross and remember that day. Because our Lord said to me, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Do you realize the sacrifice I made for you? Do you realize that I died, I rose, I will come again. Do you realize the grace of the cross? A cross, when it comes to our lives, can be a behold moment. Perhaps you and I can think this week, what moments of my life are behold moments? None of the people who heard the word behold that we mentioned knew it was coming. But they were prepared by suffering. The shepherds, because they were poor, God came to them first. Mary, who was holy but hadn't the slightest idea, yet she'd prepared her whole life for the moment of behold. John, watching his Savior die, suddenly, behold, you have a new mother. And for us, at the Mass, at every Mass, suddenly, just before communion, the priest holds up the host and says, behold, the Lamb of God. And what do we see? We see a host. God, in his utter humility, we so filled with pride, he allows himself to be broken by the priest and given to the people to be eaten. I say, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who is broken for us. Behold his body and his blood that were separated for love of us. So I share with you today my personal behold moment. I share with you because I was just deeply moved by that. And I was not expecting it. I wasn't expecting it to be as beautiful as it is either. But our Lord says to us, be prepared. I will come to you. I've called you. I have chosen you by name. I knew you before you were born. You are special to me. You have a deep role to fulfill in this world. Behold the Lamb of God.